T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Currently clear and 26 degrees. The House will consider impeaching President Trump for a second time today.
Late Tuesday, House Democrats outvoted Republicans approving a measure to urge Vice President Pence to use the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. The move comes after last week's Capitol Hill riot. Speaker Nancy Pelosi:
the president called for this seditious attack.
On the GOP side, opposing the move, Congressman Greg Stubbe of Florida:
this is dangerous, unconstitutional, and does nothing to heal this country and move this country forward.
The vice president said he won't remove the president from office. Next up, the Democrats try to impeach President Trump, alleging he committed high crimes and misdemeanors. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Governor Laura Kelly focused much of the annual State of the State address Tuesday night on the COVID-19 pandemic and avoided outlining broad new initiatives outside of promising to push again for Medicaid expansion.
In the weeks and months to come, we need to get every Kansan vaccinated. We need to get our economy moving, and we need to get all our kids back into the classroom. We need to do it in a way that keeps our budget balanced. And with a sense of urgency and focus that Kansans deserve, we cannot let political fights slow us down.
The governor turned near the end of her speech to the failed insurrection last week in the U.S. Capitol. She said, quote, "This isn't like any other moment," unquote. Three people are charged with first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of a man and woman near Wichita.
The charges were filed Monday against 32-year-old Michael Wilking, 34-year-old Joshua Halstead, and 28-year-old Jacqueline Arthur, all of Wichita. They are suspects in the deaths of 43-year-old Bradley Reese and 22-year-old Kayla Schmidt. The victims' bodies were found December 29th at a home southwest of Wichita. All three suspects are also charged with aggravated burglary and aggravated robbery. Authorities have not said what motivated the shootings. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
The Wichita City Council has approved design funding for three capital improvement program projects.
$500,000 has been allocated for the Amidit Bridge over the Arkansas River in northwest Wichita. The work is scheduled for 2022, although at this point the city doesn't know if the bridge will be reconstructed or replaced. A total of $675,000 will go toward the design of two projects on West Street, from I-235 to MacArthur Road, and from MacArthur Road to 47th Street South. Construction is slated for 2024 and 2025, respectively. The council also approved $600,000 to construct and furnish the National Baseball Congress Baseball Museum at Riverfront Stadium in downtown Wichita. EB Construction, who built the stadium, will oversee the project. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Just hours after the Supreme Court gave approval, the federal government has executed a female death row prisoner from Kansas.
Lisa Montgomery's been put to death, the first female prisoner executed by the feds since 1953. A lower court had put a stay on her execution, as her lawyer said she was mentally ill and couldn't comprehend that she was going to be put to death. But the Supreme Court ruled soon afterwards against that stay. Montgomery killed by lethal injection in Indiana. Her lawyer said the government stopped at nothing in its zeal to kill this damaged and delusional woman. Montgomery was convicted of killing a pregnant woman in Missouri, then cutting her baby from the womb and claiming it was her own. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
We've got some more road construction that's going to start up at 9 a.m. again today.
Wow.
We've done that for the last couple of days. Now, both of those projects that we had Monday and Tuesday were over after a day, and then that second project was just a day-long thing. So those have cleared, but we've got this one now this morning. The hillside ramp to eastbound K-96 is going to close at 9 a.m. this morning. Again, if you're getting up and getting out and around and you know you're going to have to take that, remember, the hillside ramp to eastbound K-96 closing today from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Some high clouds will drift across south-central Kansas this morning, but the real story is the warmer-than-normal temperatures, about 20 degrees or so above normal, with a high today 62. Clouding up as a cold front approaches tonight, our low 37. Tomorrow, we can expect strong northwest winds up to 45 miles per hour, cooler and near 50. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 26 degrees. We have a south wind at 6 miles per hour. Today is Wednesday, January 13th, 2021. We had a sunny day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was 50 degrees. Normal high for the date, 42. On this date in 2005, Major League Baseball adopted a tougher steroid testing program that would suspend first-time offenders for 10 days and randomly test players year-round. 2005, the steroid thing. Ted, I remember seeing some of those guys that were hitting 97 home runs a year, and all of a sudden their arms had ballooned up to, you know, so gigantic size. And I said, you can't do that in the weight room unless you're there 24/7. And these guys don't have time to do that.
Well, there's that, and their necks and their heads were abnormally large. You're like, something's going on.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here.
Strange. And what are the long-term repercussions? Have we ever found out if these guys are having health problems?
Well, I mean, there's a couple of guys that were pretty heavy steroid users that have passed at early ages. Mm. Not a whole lot, but a few.
Wow. The Phoenix Police Department is investigating after a virtual funeral for civil rights icon and city leader Calvin Coolidge Goody, was interrupted by hackers yelling racist slurs. Mayor Kate Gallego on Twitter condemned the comments and said the city does not tolerate hate crimes. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey also condemned the incident. In a Twitter post, Ducey called ex-councilman Calvin Goody a civil rights leader who served with honor and distinction and was racist, and the racist and abhorrent remarks during his funeral were wrong. This was, again, a virtual thing they were doing, I guess. Goody died December 23rd. He was 93 years old and apparently very well known in Arizona. And somebody just wanting to be a jerk. Boy, we got a lot of them out there. People just don't even know how to behave. Anyway, appropriately, we'll put it that way. Ted, the U.S. government has carried out its first execution of a female inmate in nearly seven decades. We had that story on just a few minutes ago. We were talking about the woman, Lisa Montgomery, who from Kansas went over to Missouri and murdered a woman and took the fetus out of her body and claimed the baby was hers. Anyway, familiar with the case, it was several years ago that this happened, and they've executed Lisa Montgomery overnight. And you look at the behavior there, of course, and you say, her attorneys argued, she had to be out of her mind. She had to be crazy. And you look at the behavior, and just based on the behavior, you would say, that woman's deranged. She doesn't know what she's doing. She's crazy. But in a court of law, if you know right from wrong, you can be you can be nutty as a fruitcake. And if you know right from wrong, it doesn't matter.
And there are consequences to your actions.
Yeah. And, yeah, it's just a horacious crime. And you would say, that woman can't be all there. But anyway, that's the first time a woman has been executed in America, by the federal government anyway, almost 70 years. All right. On a brighter note, Shelley and I were out yesterday afternoon. My wife and I were out running some errands, about a few places to go. And one of the things she wanted to do was take a package. I think it was a phone that she ordered that wasn't right or something, and she's going to ship it back, okay? And she had it all boxed up, and we'd take it down to the UPS office to ship it because it was free shipping UPS. That was the deal. And I hadn't been down there in quite a while. The UPS, have you been to UPS warehouse down on Southwest Street?
Nope.
It's down there pretty far, about the 3,400 block of Southwest Street. So it's down there. And there are a lot of industrial buildings and businesses down there. A lot of them. It's kind of a complex down there in Southwest Wichita. Anyhow, I'd been there before, but you drive into this parking lot, and there's a little gate and whatnot, and you can go in where the public goes in to do their mailing or their UPS work, whatever. And we took the package in there. I noticed, though, that parking lot is a huge parking lot, absolutely full of cars and trucks.
Really?
Obviously, people working at UPS. And still, even after the holidays, you know, they'll hire seasonal, as they always do. They hire a lot of people seasonal.
Right.
And this year was just a huge season because of all the online shopping. But I was struck by, hey, wait a minute, who belongs to all these cars? Well, people out driving the UPS trucks. Amazing. But that's quite a deal down there. Again, at that southwest part of Wichita, I hadn't been down there for a while. There's a lot of industrial stuff going on. Not as much as there has been, I'm sure, because of the pandemic. But anyway, UPS is doing fine. Anyway, we had a good afternoon yesterday, Shelley and I, going out running some errands and doing some things, and just thought I'd share that with you.
What a beautiful day.
It was a great day to get out, and so we did. And hope that you all out there got something to do outdoors. 6:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's go ahead and do Lead Off Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted, we got basketball tonight,
I think. Yes, we do. We have Wichita State men's basketball at home this evening at Koch Arena. The Shockers with their rematch against Tulsa. Already two meetings with Tulsa this season. Yep. Shocks have won six of their last seven, and they are a three-point favorite tonight. They did beat Tulsa a month ago on the road, 67-63. Tonight is the rematch. Expected to be another close game. Tulsa has lost eight straight times in Wichita. Haven't won here in 20 years. Shocks would love to keep that string going. Preview of this game from Shocker head coach Isaac Brown.
Tulsa's a good basketball team. They're defending conference in the league. They've on a four-game win streak. We beat them the first game of the year. They're playing really well. They have a three-man who I think is one of the best players in the league, and Brandon Rochelle. They have another kid, Joyner, a guard, that made a big shot against us last year. They got a good basketball team. They're well coached, and they play that zone defense, so we got to be able to execute against the zone.
Well, hopefully they'll just start firing up threes over that zone.
Yeah, that's sometimes missing the temptation.
If they make them, that's okay.
Keep backing away a few steps and start throwing up threes.
Yeah.
Tulsa is red hot, too. They've won six in a row since that loss to the Shockers.
Really?
Ooh. Koch Arena will be allowed to be at 20% capacity, so 2,100 fans can make their way to the game today. So a little more.
Great.
Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl will have the pregame coverage beginning at 5 p.m. The game will tip off at 6 o'clock this evening at Koch Arena. Shocker game live on 103.7 KEYN. Last night, road action on the for a sixth-ranked Kansas, the Jayhawks, on the road at Oklahoma State. Jayhawks got off to a very slow start. They were down by 16 points in the second half. But late in the game, the Jayhawks go on a 19-2 run to take the lead. Then, Jayhawks failed to execute in the final minute. You heard the game on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Marcus Garrett to play it in. 4.2 seconds to go. Kansas down three. Garrett looking. Flings to Brown. It's intercepted. Taken away by the Cowboys. And they'll dunk it to end the game. And Oklahoma State closes on an 8-0 run after Kansas's 21-2 run had the Hawks up three with just north of a minute to play. And Marcus Garrett, who was brilliant in putting Kansas on his back in the midst of that run, winds up going 0-for-2 with a turnover in the final minutes.
Wow. Quite a finish, Ted.
Yeah. KU missed its last four shots and had that turnover.
That two losses now for KU?
Three. 10-3 on the season.
Wow. Okay.
Two of those three are against ranked teams. The Jayhawks' 11-game conference road winning streak gets snapped with that loss.
It came to an end.
It's a huge night for KU junior David McCormick. He had 24 points and a dozen rebounds.
Wow.
In an effort in which the Jayhawks fell short. Oklahoma State outscored KU 37-8 on fast break points.
Ooh,
why? Because
really?
KU is turning the ball over, 23 turnovers. that led to a lot of points for the Cowboys.
Mm.
As KU takes the loss on the road last night. Hey, it's a good time of the year to talk Chiefs football as the first playoff game of the season approaches for the Chiefs Sunday afternoon at Arrowhead against the Cleveland Browns. Once again, that game is 2 o'clock Sunday. You can hear that game live right here on KNSS. And tonight is the Chiefs Kingdom Show, so previewing that one with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtus, the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom Show, 6 o'clock this evening, and that is on KFH. Tune in tonight for that one. We do have a pro basketball in the NBA last night. The Philadelphia 76ers win at home, beat the Miami Heat 137-134 in overtime. Starting center for Philadelphia, former Kansas Jayhawk, Joel Embiid, 45 points, 16 rebounds, a career-high 5 steals. He was 16 of 23 from the floor, 13 of 13 at the free throw line.
Wow.
Massive game.
Heck of a night.
Another win for Joel Embiid and the 76ers, who snap a 3-game losing streak with that victory. And that's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. It's important for teens to get up from in front of their screens. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.